Father, we thank you so much for today. We are grateful for what you have done, the powerful, powerful Bible study. As going to your word this afternoon, I humble myself, Lord. I receive a fresh cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ from all unrighteousness, that you have mercy upon me. Help me, Lord, to speak as an oracle of God. Help me to redeem time, not to say things that are unnecessary. As your word comes forth, let it go forth in power, in accuracy, in clarity, in simplicity, in the comfort and love of Holy Spirit. Do an internal and eternal work in the hearts and lives, causing our wills to become more humble, our minds to further enlighten the revelation knowledge of Christ's life, and our emotions to further control by the power of the fruit of the Spirit. Lord, as your word goes forth, let it bring healing, let it bring encouragement, let it bring comfort to us, bringing glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and blessings to all and sons of men. I seek grace to redeem time, not to say things that are unnecessary. I give you all the praise and all the glory for all you will do as you continue the service today. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. The title of my message this afternoon is Raising Up Godly Seed. Let's say it together, Raising Up Godly Seed. Let's read my Bible's book, Malachi chapter 2, verse 15, we read. It's a common scripture that we Christians, you know, we quote it in marriage at times. You know, we use it in the sense that God does not support divorce, which is true. But let us see it from the light of the God's word today. So what does it say? Let's read together. And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of his spirit. And wherefore one? So he's asking the question, why did God make man and woman one? Why did he bring about the issue of marriage? I follow me. Here, Malachi was referring to what God did in the book of Genesis. So he brought something out of me. Say, why did he make one? Let's say that he might seek a godly seed. Let's say that he might seek what? A godly seed. This is so one of the things that God is looking for. Primary important things is this. He did not say that he might seek children. There is a difference. That he might seek what? Godly seed. I won't continue to read the main part. I say that take it yourselves, so don't deal treacherously with your wife. God does not like divorce. That is true. But the message today is that why did God make you and your husband one? Or you and your wife one? Why? That he may seek what? Godly seed. You know, God is one that pronounced it in Genesis and said, the two shall become one. So here, Malachi brings it out that the reason for Christian marriage is that God might seek what? Godly seed. So some time ago, I was just reading my Bible, and then God allowed me, somehow led me to see that word godly. That is what makes the difference between your marriage as a Christian and the marriage of an unbeliever. That word godly, if you go and check it in Hebrew, it is a word called Elohim. Say Elohim. God. The same God that created the heavens and the earth in the beginning, when the Bible says that. And in the beginning, God, Elohim. So God is not just looking for children. He's looking for a godly seed. You can check it when you get home. That word godly there is Elohim. Children that are like God. Now I thought this message, raising up godly seed. You see, godly seed in a Christian home is not automatic. Why? Because of the fall of man. Because of the sin nature that we have in our souls, in our bodies. So it is not automatic. So some time ago, I began to think about this message. It has been over my heart for a long time. And it's as if there is an onslaught against our homes, against our children, against our youths. But you see, Satan has failed. Say, Satan has failed. Folks, I brought good news for you. By the time we finish this message today, by the grace of God, you will see that God is causing all things to work together for your good. And you will get that godly seed from your home. And for those that are yet to marry, there are things you have to begin to put in place because the time is very short. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, godly seed, I've explained. That is what God is looking for. That's why the scripture says in book of Proverbs 22, say, train up a child in the way that he shall go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That means if there is a way for a child to go, if you don't train up that child in that way, are you following me? That means he's going to go another way. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. But see, responsibility is on the husband and on the wife. That's why I said, what is God looking for in your marriage? Godly seed. Say, God, this seed. Praise the Lord. So like I said later on, God's design was to get godly seed from the home. But no, Adam fell. If Adam had not fallen, what would have happened? They would have given birth to children in God's image and likeness. They would have taken them to the tree of life. Oh yeah, you child, begin to eat the tree of life. But no, they missed it. Genesis chapter 5 verse 2, quickly. Genesis chapter 5 verse 2. Let's see what happened in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 5 chapter 2. Are we there? What does it say? And I say, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years. And he begat a son in his own likeness. He begat a son in his own. He begat a son in his own likeness after his own image. Why? Why did God put that there? God said, look, this is not what I wanted to do. This is what is going on now. But thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's very important for us to know that as we continue. Now I have something here. There are three persons or four people, persons that are involved, Lord, in getting this godly seed. Say God, the parents, and the children. But the fourth guy is the enemy. Is the one that is opposing the manifestation or the bringing up of godly seed. And we'll see why. So I said God. You see, God, as far as they are concerned, God cannot fail. God has made a promise. You see, if God, Bible says, if God is with us, who can be against you? You see, these three folk called the parents, the parents, the God, the parents, and the children is the three folk called that cannot be easily broken. But we see at times we have a problem, either with the husband or the wife or even the children. Why? Because you see, every one of those three people have their own wills. They can decide what they want to do, and they can decide what they don't want to do. But you see, the responsibility is on the father and the woman. I said, God doesn't like divorce. But you better work this thing out. Like Pastor Kuno was preaching, it's the beginning of another production line in the family. And the end product is godly seed. Praise the Lord. So I say, if God be for us, who can be against us? As far as God's side is concerned, it is settled. The Bible says that I will contend with those that contend against you, and I will save your children. So, as far as God is concerned, He will give us the mercy we need. He will give us the grace we need. The Bible says that He gave up His own Son for us. He said, why would He give us, freely give us all things? Man, you see, the next people are the parents. What they do or don't do has a lot to do with raising up godly seed. They are the channel to which child comes. You see, and as I continue, you see, it is don't wait. You are your number. Don't wait till the child comes. Start praying now. Look, sometimes we wait. Let me give birth. No, don't wait, bro. Don't wait. If you remember when Elizabeth saw Mary, that said the baby leaped in his womb. When you're talking about Rebecca, I think it was Rebecca. He said there are two nations. They begin to fight. That means the moment that before you get married, by the time you have you're pregnant, things have started happening. Esau has started making choices in the womb. That's why God can come and say, Jacob, have I loved? Esau, have I hated? So don't wait. Don't wait. Start praying now. Start positioning them. Praise the Lord in the womb. Praise the Lord. So what are we saying? Now the children also have an important part to play. I've read Proverbs chapter 20 verse 11. It says that even a child is known by his doings. Whether his work be pure or whether they are right. Because children have their will. Well, you see, we thank God that we have children that will submit to the will of their parents. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, I said the major opposition is Satan as an assault. That's why you can see. You see, I was just thinking about the book of Acts chapter 7 when Stephen was talking. He said something, verse 17. He said, when the time of the promise drew now, he said they multiplied and they increased. That's where we are. He said the promise that God made unto Abraham. Go and check it out from Hebrews chapter 18. He said, I've sworn. In the book of Hebrews. He said that God swore by himself. Are you following me? And that promise, the promise of the manifestation of the sons of God. I don't want to go there. But it's in Hebrews chapter 7, 6, 6. Or it's in Hebrews chapter 10. You can put it back as I keep on talking. So in Acts chapter 7 verse 17 says, when the time of the promise that God made to Abraham drew nigh, the people increased and they multiplied. Praise God. But verse 17, what does it say? It says, then another king arose that knew not Joseph. He said, next verse. He now said that after that occurred, look at the next one occurred. He said that he even entreated our fathers, that they were about to begin to cast away their children. We'll not cast them away in Jesus' name. What I want you to see, like Yoruba says, that Kisho Jula son, how come it is the time that God was about to fulfill the promise to the fathers that another king came? Don't look at Pharaoh. There is Satan behind it. The same dragon that stood before the man child
went to divorce. You know, he wasn't going to divorce the woman. It was the child he wanted to divorce. Why? Because he knows that once that child is born and the child goes up and is caught up into heaven, the Bible said the destiny of that child, the child you have in your home, the destiny of that child is what? To rule the nations with the rod of iron. So don't look at Pharaoh. Don't look at natural circumstances. The Bible says at that time was Moses born. So every child you have in your home has been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we can't quit whatever we're going to. We can't quit. You see, Satan knows that it is the last leg that wins the race. He understands that if you are playing a football match, no matter how the defense is good, or the goalkeeper, the midfield, which are the top of the parents, if you don't have those feet that finish well, something like Messi or Ronaldo that can score, you say, we played, but the finishing of Arsenal was poor. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So why will you concentrate on? Where will you concentrate on if you are Satan, the enemy? You concentrate on the finishing. So you want to do everything to mark out Ronaldo. You want to do everything to mark out Messi. You want to do everything to mark you, if you can, to make sure you step on Pele's leg. So I instructed his arsenal. So you can't say, because you have not seen God promise, I will give up. Because you have not scored, then why walk off as a prayer? You leave the goalpost. We will not leave the goalpost in Jesus' name. That goalpost, like Pastor Nuno was praying, is the place of prayer. Until you see the travel of your souls. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what are we saying? The choice of your partner becomes very critical in the raising up of godly seed. Very critical. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? We'll see as we continue. We'll look at the life of Moses. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No. The other thing is what I'm meditating. Your location or the location of your children is also important. If Moses had not gone to Midian, he would never have met Zipporah. If Elimelech had not taken Naomi and his two children to Moab, all that happened would not have happened. So you can't just decide one day that I'm relocating when God did not permit you. Abraham made that mistake. He cursed him and brought back Hagar. Isaac was going to do this mistake and God said, go back. Don't go to Egypt. That's why Abraham will say, send this Eliezer, his servant. Say, don't look, all these girls you see here, my brother won't, my Kuba mommy. 30 something years of investment. Please just go back to my father's house. You will find somebody there. It doesn't matter. Those that already know the God of Israel. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. So I have examples here, not to waste time. We look at the life of Moses. You see, Moses was faithful. The Bible says that Moses was faithful in all his house. Now let's go at Moses. Moses married in the land of Midian. Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. On the board, please. You know why he married? After he killed the Egyptian, he had to run away. So they gave him a wife. The Bible says it was Jethro God gave him. It didn't say God gave him. Moses was content to dwell with the man. And he, is it God? Gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. Next verse. Is that on 22? Okay. Anyway, that's the most important thing I want us to see there. He gave him Zipporah. But that's 22 now. And she, verse 22, folks. Lord have mercy on us. So our Bible says that, you know, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, it says that after he gave him, and I said, verse 22 says, okay, thank you. Say, and she bear him a son, and he called his name Geshem, for he has said, I've been a stranger in a strange land. How can you name your child a stranger in a strange land? So that's number one. Then problem, let's see the problem in the home. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24 in the Amplified Bible. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24 in the Amplified Bible, please. Are we there? What does it say? Along the way, this was after God had called. Be careful. The fact that God called you does not mean you live in disobedience. After God called him, God said, oh yeah, take this road, go back to Egypt. So he was traveling on the way to Egypt. And along the way, at the resting place, the Lord met Moses and sought to kill him, made him acutely and almost fatally ill. Remember that story that God normally talks about, the pastor talks about, can I take it? When the prophet is teaching ministry above his prophetic ministry, this is what was going to happen. Next verse. Now, apparently, let's read God. Now, apparently, he had failed to circumcise one of his sons. His wife being opposed to it. The person you marry is important too. I follow me? But seeing his life in such danger, Zipporah took a flint knife and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it to touch Moses' feet and said, surely, a husband of blood are you to me. Next verse. When he let Moses alone to recover, Zipporah said again to confirm, say, a husband of blood are you to me because of the circumcision. Despising the God of Moses. You're like, Akpayon, yeah? Akpayon. But you see, God did not, wasn't going to spare Moses, so. He was not going to spare Moses. He wasn't going to say, okay, keep you in joy of the spirit so that nothing will happen. No! He would have killed him and gone to heaven. And God would have raised up somebody else. Heaven will be a surprise. Next verse. So, and the next thing we'll see about this. Scholars say that they advised Moses to send his wife and the children back because of the tribulation that was going on in Egypt. Whatever. But see, they came back. Exodus chapter 18, verse 2. Exodus chapter 18, verse 2. Are we there? Exodus 18, verse 2. What does it say? Okay. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah. That means they had gone back. Moses' wife. After he had sent her back. So Moses sent her back. We don't know why he sent her back. So go and stay with grandma for some time and help them. Next verse. The Bible says that he said that you can't dwell with the woman in contention. It says it's better to stay on the roof, on the wilderness. That's what Moses did. Now to stay with a contentious woman in a house. So just let me just stay here in my wilderness. That God and our two sons. Now he has a second son, of which the name of the one was said Geshem, and he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. Then the second name of the second guy is what? Eliezer. Praise the Lord. So was in my Bible some time ago. I never saw it before. I used to wonder what happened to Moses' generation. I used to wonder. I was reading my Bible, not casually, and God led me to see something in the book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 30 in Amplified Bible. Judges 18, 30 in the Amplified Bible. You see, in the King James Bible, he didn't want to mention the name of Moses' grandson. They were so ashamed when they were ready. Go and check the commentary. Moses, grandson going to idolatry. So they added none in Hebrew to the name to make it sound like Manasseh. But if we check it in the Amplified, check other versions, Amplified or Message Bible, this is what it reads. And let's read. And the Danites, you know that story of that guy that the priest that consecrated. And the Danites set up the graven image for themselves. And Jonathan said, Jonathan, the son of Gershon, that's Moses' grandson, the son of Moses. And his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. Next verse. Next verse. So they set them up Micah's graven image, which he had made as long as the house of God was at Shiloh. Moses' grandson, father. What happened? When I said, God, what happened? Hail Moses. Commentators said that was a problem with the wife. We can already see earlier. But you see, I was thinking about it the other day. I said, Moses, you were so angry. You slammed the stones and you broke it. You look at the children of Israel, you are supposed to raise up. And you told them, you stiff-necked people. And when your wife was misbehaving, and your children, you could not talk. You were able to, he was so angry. He took this something, he broke it. God was not happy. But when it came to dealing with his own wife and correcting her, I don't know, but the Bible does not say anything about it. See his grandson. And the scriptures cannot be broken. Let's look at Eli briefly and his sons. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. I'll just quote. He said, now the sons of Eli were sons of Belair. That's what God began to describe his children. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22. And he said that Eli heard about these things. Are you with me? I don't want to waste too much time. I'm just quoting it. 1 Samuel 2:12, it says that they were sons of Bilhah. 2:22, it says that, let's read together. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel. That was happening in the church of God today. And how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Not even inside, at the door. That's the outer court. You are carnal. That's what Absalom did. He slept with his father's concubine on top of that. You can know it's demonic. Is your son? So I will now read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 29. I'll read one or two verses. So God was very angry. You see, the responsibility is in husband, though. Don't take it easy. Don't say, I don't want to get into strife. Get into strife, though. You ask for forgiveness later. Yes, so. Righteous indignation. God first, though. So, what did he say? He says that, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 29. He says that, and 29, please, 29. He says, wherefore, God sent the prophets to him. He says, wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation. And thou honorest, say, honorest thy sons above me, to make yourself fat. You see, don't honor your children above Jehovah God. That was Eli's problem. You can see that in different areas. Don't honor your children above Jehovah God. Children are not your heritage. They are God's heritage. Always remember, they are God's heritage, not your heritage. So if you come to church and you see your son or your daughter misbehave him, correct him immediately before everybody. So we'll learn to fear. Don't wait till you get home. If you get home, the anger will have gone. So release it in the midst of. Let God see you are angry. But I don't know what to see. Praise God. Let's know this thing caused Eli the priesthood. I mentioned when I was preaching that day. God was so angry. God, you know, I was sharing. I said, God said, I will deal with you. And he dealt with him. The last verse I'll just go last verse because of time. Verse 36. He was so, you can read, I don't want to read everything. Because I don't want to concentrate on the negative. What does he say? He said, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thy house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of bread. After God has raised up another piece of silver and morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into the one of the priest's office, that I may eat a piece of bread. Don't despise the things of God. Don't. It's a privilege. It's an honor to get up the morning and pray like Jesus prayed. It's a privilege. There are many in the hospital that cannot do that, that are sick. Some don't have voices to pray. Some can't even hear. There are people in some countries that they can't even go to church. You are here, you are free under everything God has made conducive for you. Don't despise it all. Because there are always 7,000 that are hid in the cave. It's not only Elijah. Nobody can hold God to ransom, including me. So, but what I want us to see is, as we move on to the good examples, I want us to see that it is possible. Three against one. The parents and the children. Three against one. Satan is already defeated. Praise the Lord. So the issue is this. I put here, darkness can never overcome light. God told me as I sat down. But see, make sure you increase the intensity of light. Listen to this, in the right direction. You don't understand. Make sure you increase the intensity of light in the right direction. Don't, which you do by praying. Don't increase the intensity of light at your job to be more successful. In the right direction, you focus on that child. You take him to place of prayer. You begin to crucify him to place of prayer. Let's see who we win. So that's why the good examples. Praise the Lord. That's what I want to see today. Abraham and Sarah. Genesis chapter 18 verse 19. This was God's comment about Abraham. What did God say? God said, for I know him. May God say that about us in just him. God said, for I know him. That he will what? Say command. His children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord, which is love. To do justice and judgment that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. That means if he does not command his children, if he suggested to them to pray, if it's just a suggestion, God can't bring it to pass. That's what you saw in the book of Acts. Abraham commanded his children and those under his household. You know, that's when I go to get Lot. Bible said they gathered the servants with him to go and bring back Lot, and he won the battle. So it's not only him, everybody in his household. Are you following me?
He said, and that's why we read in Acts. He said, when the time of this promise drew near, Satan rose up. Praise the Lord. That is Abraham. That's a good example of husband and wife, which you look up to. But say, Sarah called her husband Lord. There's submission in whom they submit one to another in the fear of God, where they may get godly seed. The second example I have of the good ones is Lois and Eunice. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Lois and Eunice. Say, Lois and Eunice. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. When Paul was talking about this boy, you see, it does not matter if one person refuses to do the will of God. The Bible just talks about Timothy's father. He just said he's a Greek. Full stop. But Paul comes and said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, Timothy, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded it's in you. So he fulfilled this family without the husband. Fulfilled Isaiah 59 verse 21. Upon the seed. When we got is a majority. When we got is a majority. If God be for you, can be against you. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. That means Lois and Eunice. See what they did to this boy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. See what does it say? It says that from a child has thou known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is Christ. They made him do what his father did not allow him to do. Go and read the virtuous woman. This is not the kind of thing you do and you're waking up with your children in the morning. Bible says the virtuous woman will get up early and will make food for her children. If you are waking up at the same time with your children to wake up, you are already failed. You are saying, Pastor, how can you wake up at the same time? You are supposed to have gone ahead in the natural. You have prepared their food. Everything is ready. Then you wake them up. They just come and eat. That's what covering does. Why do you want to wake up your child at the same time? That's why good morning yours is there. He said, he wakes up early in the virtuous woman. In Proverbs 31, not to go there. So the second, third example also I have of good people is Philip, the evangelist. Acts chapter 21, verse 8. Acts 21, verse 8. Bible says that Philip, the evangelist, he had four daughters, virgins, they were not married, that prophesied. What has in the same unction and grace on Philip rested on his children. I was saying, we don't need to come there. Joseph and Mary. Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Thank God for Joseph. Thank God for Mary. It is not so much as how much you know. It is how much you are obedient to what you have been taught here and you take home to practice. Joseph and Mary, they didn't fully understand that Lord Jesus Christ was the Christ, even though an angel appeared to her, they doubted. But this scripture says that, let's read together. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year, say every year, at the feast of Pentecost, Passover. Next verse. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. They went up because pastor said they should go. So they came at whoever was the rabbi there. They went to Jerusalem. It wasn't convenient. At Passover, they went at Pentecost. They went at Tabernacles. That was why Jesus Christ knew where he was going to. They didn't understand though. Jesus Christ said, how is it that you sought me? Don't you know I must go about my father's business? And they were looking at, what are you talking about? Your father? Your father is a carpenter. Now, what are you doing here? Don't make furniture in the car. Let's go home, Jerry. In the temple. So it's not so much how much you know, it's how much you're obedient to the apostolic and prophetic teaching that have been released. Just do it. Is that what you pray? Pray. Praise the Lord. So see the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a perfect example. Why have I read those things? I mentioned the bad examples, so we can know. But see, this is a reason for our admonition until the end of the world are come. But see, let's dwell on these four examples I give, shows that it is possible. Because with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Why is this message very important? This message I'm sharing with you is very important. It is so that we can fulfill Isaiah 59, verse 21. Put it there. Isaiah 29, verse 21, that Pastor Kule was sharing. He said, the Redeemer is about to come to Zion. And unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. So what does he say?
Say, God is saying, as for me. Hold on, sorry. As for me. My covenant with them, said the Lord. My spirit is upon thee. Said my talk to your head. Say, my spirit, the spirit of God is upon me. Are you following me? And his word is in my mouth, which I have put in thy mouth. Shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, said the Lord, from henceforth forever. May I believe this one. This is what God has said about me. You know why? If Isaiah 59 verse 21 is not fulfilled, you can never see Isaiah 60 come to pass. No arising and shining. That is the link. That is contorted. Praise the Lord. That is the link. If you don't fulfill Isaiah 59:21, you are not going to see Isaiah 61 fulfilled. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just like if Isaiah chapter 7 was not fulfilled, a virgin shall conceive, Isaiah 53 will never come to pass. So if Isaiah 59 that we just read is not fulfilled, you can't see Isaiah 60 come to pass. Even you can't see Isaiah 61 come to pass. That is why Satan knows, like Pastor Kunle read, he said, when you see these things, truth is falling in the street. Blah, blah, blah is happening. Those that are speaking the truth, people know that any rest, that is where we are now. We are crossed. That is the other side. The other side is Isaiah 60. That's where we are going. Arise, shine. For the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is upon thee. Praise the Lord. It's a precursor. Praise the Lord. So God wants to fulfill the promise of the release of his spirit without measure. At the made to the fathers on their seed. Acts chapter 13, verse 32. It's the same thing. I just use scripture to explain it. Acts chapter 13, verse 32. Are we there? Let's read. Look at what God said. I will declare unto you, when it is fulfilled, then you can have glad tidings. When the day of Pentecost came to pass, they declared glad tidings. Of what? He said, I will declare unto you glad tidings. How that the promise, let's read. How that the promise which was made unto the fathers. Next verse. God has fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he had raised up Jesus again, as he was also risen in the second. That is what God wants to do. As the glad tidings now that the angels are singing over us. Don't let all Satan is doing disturb you. I will give some examples as I begin to round up. Let's just read from Isaiah Psalm 22, verse 13 in New Living Testament. Isaiah 22, no, Psalm 22, verse 30. If you can find it, footnote, but I put it here. Talking about God's design, not NIV, is NLT. NLT. If you find it, put it on the board so we can read it. I just said, God wants to fulfill that promise. It says let's read this one. If you find it, we'll put it there later. It says, posterity will have him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. Please, you find that, and that explains it better. If somebody has it, I want to read it, in NLT. He says that our children will serve the Lord. They don't have an excuse. Say, my children, they will serve the Lord. My children, they will serve the Lord. God was encouraging me. He said, if you have seen Enoch when he was 50, you say it's finished. If you have seen him when he was 59, you say it's finished for him. When he was 64, you say this one can never make it again. But as the fact what happened, the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. And what happened there is open. When I see some of them, I just laugh. You know why I laugh? I know my own self. In my final year, my mom told me, say, if you don't finish this year, don't come home. They write me right. My said, "Don't bother to turn. I did. My wife knew. Jara joko. What you turn for anything?" And that time, I don't want to talk. In those days, I used to smoke a packet of Rothmans in a day, even more. That's where I started from. Then I stepped up. I want to be correct. I won't mention why I stepped up. Rothmans could almost satisfy the urge in me. So I stepped up. There are times that I will stoned up, I will pass out. They will have to revive me. Many are giving up hope in me in school. But as for this one, say, oh, born again. Born again.
Holy, I won't mention my nickname. They call me born again. What if I born again? A week to the end of school in Ife. You know what happened? I won't go to the details, but I ran to the people that had been preaching to me. I said, please, you're born again. You know what they did? They ran away. They were afraid. They said, maybe he has something bad he wants to do to us. This guy is a very bad guy. I'm a cutter, so man, but school, jelelei. They ran away. They went to go and call that Jim brother. Three of them, they went on a fast. They took me to the sports center. And they prayed for me. They didn't believe it, though. They said, okay, this guy, pay. He should last on the problem, man. All the things we have done. Bro, I can't mention them. Because that's what people will be thinking about now. But what I want you to see is this. If God can deliver me, he can save anybody. Don't be discouraged, Joe. Enoch is an example. I give myself an example by the grace of the glory of God. That's why I said what I said. I said I was going south before. And the south wind was blowing. Then when I came to this ministry, I met Pastor Mommy. Then they said, turn you up, not what? Then they showed me purpose, destiny. And I'm still pressing towards the mark. Things were so good. My mom didn't believe it. I got home from school that day. Well, just a week to go and serve. I got home. 2 days for orientation camp to close. When I got home, I told my mom the first thing. I said, Mommy, I'm born again. They looked at me. Well, easy, baby. How can you just get born again like that? You come on reeking of beer and all that, you know. However, it's not possible. Driving around the barrel, racing with the car, ODS 1690N. I still remember. So, you know these things is. Don't let your expectation be low. Because God will do exceeding abundantly above after things. You know what God did? After some time, as I come to church, as I pray like no man's business, I'll lock myself up. Then my mom will come and bang the door. She said, Ade, can you little ye? And I'm groaning. That's what Pastor Andrew. My God is not hard. Why? I mean, it's good to be born again. And he can't born again. Be blessed. Call yourself. I mean, he wanted to born again. But this one you're not doing. You're fasting. You're groaning. God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above you can ask God, I think. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you find that NLT? You find the NLT? Okay. Okay, thank you so much, Pastor. NLT, I'll read. Verse 30. Yeah. Our children will also serve him. Future generations will hear about it. That is, if you, they will hear what our children are doing. Say, About the, Some of our friends, when they heard I was a pastor, they said, I'm doing it not to mention my nickname. Say, Like by that, Said it's a lie. It's a lie. Okay. You know why? Bible says, he that is forgiving much will love more. Because you have not tasted sin. I don't say go and taste, you know. If you are eating on the dining, same dining table with Satan, you know you are enemies. So he's waiting to fire. Me too, I'm waiting to fire him. We are in the same kind. When you have not tasted sin, that's why I look at some people, they want to go for party. They want to go to nightclub. I say, you don't understand. You don't understand the depths of Satan. You don't. All of this there more. Oh, I can't take photograph. He said, come, sit on my lap. Let's go back. You don't understand. This we used to do. You don't understand. Thank you. So what I was saying. Thank you, Pastor Williams. He said, and the people will hear the wonders of what these children are saying. I said, my their children are for signs and wonders. They will say, Is it not the same like brother? That is to sleep in the morning. It's not the same like Ashokwe. Praise the Lord. So what I was saying is very important. Now, let's move on. I already quoted Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. It says, the children that God has given me, say me. They are for signs and wonders. They are for signs and wonders. Oh. Don't look after what you see. If God can deal with me, my God, you don't know the God we are serving. He will put you in the corner. He will deal with you. By the time he got asked from Jacob, but Jacob thought he was sharp. By the time he got to Laban, he saw somebody was sharper. After Laban, God did not stop. They now met with God himself. But that Laban one, he just step one. Step two, he touched all of his time. So he began to, till the day that he was hurting, he was walking like this. Bible says, if you read the story, when he had the dream, many of them have dreams. Bible says that the sun was set on Jacob. Somewhere in Genesis, I have time to come there. After he wrestled with God at Peniel, you know what the Bible says? After he began to walk, a new weapon said, and his son arose upon him. Go and check it out. His son was set when he had the dream. And God said that, look, in this place, you know what God told me? He said, don't worry, Jacob. I will never leave you nor forsake you. All now fulfilled what I purposed to do. Well, after Peniel, when they wrestled with God, when God cornered him, and God touched all of his thigh, Bible says, and the sun arose on Jacob, and he halted upon his thigh. Praise the Lord. Very important. So, the other scripture I have is Isaiah 61, talking about our children. Don't be discouraged. Bible says, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. So you see now, Isaiah 59, more before by Isaiah 60, now come Isaiah 61 verse 9. Now what is the remedy? Peradventure we don't see what we expect. What I'm saying also applies to everybody, even if you are a pastor. The remedy is very simple. Psalm 89 verse 30. God will have his say. Psalm 89 verse 30 we'll read. What does this say? Psalm 89 verse 30. Please put it there on time. You know what God said? He said, 30, verse, Psalm 89 verse 30. Lord have mercy. Let me go. Let me look at it in my Bible. Psalm 89 verse 30. Just a minute. Because by adventure, you know, I said our children, some of them have their will. Just like you, your parents, you have your will. It says, if his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, okay. If they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, next verse. God is taking, you know, it's still my heritage. So this is me you think you can give. It's not like the one I would do. Ask from Jacob. Then will I visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Next verse. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Next verse. My covenant will I not break, that covenant that Abraham talked about, nor utter it has gone out of my mouth. Isaiah 59, verse 12. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie to David. God has said that he's going to get godly seed from your union. It is surely going to come to pass. I'm sure my mom will be jumping up in heaven today. I'm telling you. Thank God for his message. Thank God for... That's why you see, you need to... There's a limit to which parents can raise up children. You know why? To fulfill purpose, they must come under the fivefold ministry. They gave some. Apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body, that you all come. So you see, a parent that is not called in the fivefold ministry, he can only tell his children what they have taught him. So there must be a change. There must be a time that Samuel must go under the ministry of Eli. I was talking about Lord Jesus Christ the other time. Was it only Jesus Christ that he took to the temple? Was it only Jesus Christ that he took to the temple? They took his brothers down. But they were not interested. Because they have their own free will. But Jude came back. Didn't he come back? James came back. Didn't he come back? So, effort come back there. After rest. Rest. If you remember that thing that the drama group, you know, Pelumi and all these funny guys, what they did the other day. Didn't that boy come back? Pelumi's friend. Didn't he come back? He will come back. He will come back by two last. Praise the Lord. So, praise the Lord. It's important for us as we continue. Why this message is coming now? I've already mentioned it. We are right now, like Pastor Kunle shared, dreamer is coming to Zion, and they're going to turn, going to come on them that turn from transgression onto Jacob, in Jacob. Then Isaiah 59. So the message you are hearing is a John the Baptist's prophetic ministry. Ministration. Malachi chapter 4 verse 5. Malachi 4, 5. What does he say? He says, behold, I will send you Elijah. Put in amplified. Put of time. He said, behold, I will send you what? Elijah the prophet. Before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. It has already come. And next verse. And it shall turn. Those that turn from transgression in Jacob will enter verse 15, to Isaiah 59. So you can link it. Say that it shall turn. And reconcile the house of his strange fathers to the ungodly children. You see, God looking at godly seed. and the hearts of the rebellious children to the piety of their fathers. A reconciliation produced by repentance of the ungodly. Lest I come and smite the Lamb with a curse and a ban of utter destruction. You know what is going on now? If this does not occur, the heart will be smitten with a curse. Coronavirus is a curse. But the same scripture says that your children shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Children, that is your destiny. What is gate? I'm not talking about a physical gate. I say, lift up, there's a gate in every nation that gets to every nation in the world. Let the Lord smite the heart with a curse. When the heart is aligned and the children are in proper order, they are the ones that will go. Jesus Christ will not go out to minister all the time. He will send Peter. And one preacher will say, use the weakness of Israel to despise, you know, those that are wise. They are the ones that will speak with the enemies in the gate. Coronavirus, back to the pit of hell. When God changes their taste buds, you'll be begging them to stop fasting. You go 21, they will go 42. I'm serious. They will say, Mommy, God said, Jesus, this guy did 40. Why can't I do 40? Yes. That's the greater works. That's how it begins. You are content to do one day. Before it is 6 o'clock, you are broken. Praise the Lord. They will speak with enemies in the gates. So how do we do this as we round up? Number one, you lead them by example. This is the most important point I want to get. Leadership is by example. So you don't wake up in the morning, put on your good morning, Jesus. Praise God for that. Then you mute it, and then you start cooking in the kitchen. Why? Because they'll be looking at you. So when do they get to school? You know what they will do too? They will join, they will mute it, and they'll go and be reading their book or be doing something else. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians, it said, don't provoke parents, don't provoke them to wrath through your hypocrisy. It doesn't say, but that's what they say. By example, when they see you do the thing, yes, they will follow. They will comply. Point number two, pray. With all kinds of prayer for them to grow up spiritually. It takes spiritual power, like Pastor Kule was saying. Power! Power, say power! To grow up, oh. Praying in tongues alone cannot get to the fullness of Christ. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. If I pray now 1 hour, and don't get your step it up. Who told you can't pray? You can't find the time. Just Christ paid one face, get some money. He didn't cut it. He came back. He knew it'd be two, it'd be three. He said, okay, we are ready to go now. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, the scripture, who in the days of his flesh, when I offered up prayers and preaching with tongue and tongues, and he was holding that he feared. Sorry, I rushed through. Colossians 4, verse 12, say, Epaphras, you know, who is your fellow servant, labor for you too, that you may stand perfect in all the will of God. So prayer is very important too. You can jump and scream and do everything, but if you don't pray, as you should pray, you won't get there. You know why? Because there are generational infirmities that can surface all of a sudden. You know, if somebody marries an albino now, the one may be very yellow. You may see nothing in the other one, but let him go and marry another person. The thing you see is not there. He will just come. Is anybody in your family was here anywhere an albino? Yeah, he was my grandson of me. Then bother me. Why? This thing will just surface again. Generational wahala. So you must be ready. So we don't feel guilty or condemned that I have done everything. No. Keep doing everything and having done all to stand therefore. So the next point I have here is this. Prayer is important. Teach them daily to choose the fear of God. Say, teach them daily to choose the fear. I thank God for pastor's teaching. He has made it very simple. Two things you do is this. Fear God, keep his commandments. So teach them daily to choose the fear of God. Honestly, I'm doing that prayer. I choose the fear of God. But I want to see it from what David said. Psalm 34, verse 11. Make that a priority. What did David say? He said, come, you children, hearken unto me, and I will what? Teach you the fear of God so you can teach people. I have to teach them. Nadab and Abihu were not taught properly. When the high priest went with the holiest of all, they used to tie his leg on a rope. So he had to be walking cautiously, barefooted priest. so that he will not go and misbehave. Because if he misbehaves, he will fall down dead. When he falls down, I don't see him. That's why they were wondering why they didn't see Zacharias. They will not drag him out. Nobody there goes out of your letter for. They will not drag him out. And you know, God's always just one of you to share. So you can teach your children, teach them the fear of God. And you can choose it. Make sure they choose the fear of God. So the second thing that pastor taught, I said, you know, keeping the commandment of love. Bible says, fear God and keep his commandments. That's what Ecclesiastes says. He said, hear the conclusion of your own matter. Fear God, understand, and keep his commandment, which is love. Just like I said, I give you another commandment that you love one another, even as I love. So that is, once you can do that on these two, there's no problem. And you enforce it that they do it. So, but I look at it from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, that I quoted that. He said, train up a child in the way he should go. What is that way? Love. So train them to choose the fear of God. Train them in the way that should go. That is summary of the way we should go. Let them choose that love, joy, peace, long suffering every day. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. The love of God. What does it mean that they won't depart from that way? The love of God will be perfected in their life. Praise the Lord. The last thing, or second last thing I have here is discipline. Say discipline. This is why some parents miss it. Our own parents were not born again, at least in the earlier part of our lives. So they didn't know how to pray. Nobody had taught them how to pray. But discipline. Ah, God of Israel. Ah, Lord of Jesus. I was telling my wife the other day, when I was my brother, I said, those when you're going to school, my driver is driving. Maybe you are misbehaved. You know what my dad would do? He's driving, he'll set the mirror like this. Then he will use his hand, he will touch your leg. And then maybe he wants to give me a slap. You know, then my brother, then the man will go like this. Oh yeah, he's driving, no. Bah! Bah! He's driving, no. Discipline. That kept me for quite a lot of time before I went to IFE, where there was nobody monitoring me. Say discipline. So I quote the scripture. Proverbs 27, verse 23. What does it say? Say, be diligent. Verse 27, verse 23. Are we there? I want us to read it. It says, be diligent. Say, be thou diligent. Don't take it easy. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look well to thy herds. Next verse. For riches are not forever and does not the crown endure to every other. Let me explain what he's saying. Can understand? Don't say, I don't have time. Don't say, I don't have time. Go and meet Dorcas, the house help. Go and teach your Bible because of riches. Don't leave your children and run after. He said, what you are chasing after does not endure to every generation. No, it is your children that God wants to go from generation to generation. So be diligent. Be diligent. When you say be diligent, well, let me give you examples. How are you diligent? Jacob was not diligent. He allowed Dinah to go to and visit strange people. The background of the story is this. God had told him to go back to Bethel. He stopped on the way. Don't stop going up north. It was that the dirt there that Dinah went outside. And what happened to Dinah? We know the story. So unfortunate. Are you following me? So don't be check. Bro, don't be ashamed. Check. When they, you know those children, they can be playing with the phone like this. When you enter, they'll just turn. Bro, kill on who? On CNN. He has changed it. They can run. Listen, when we are young, we run rings on our parents. My daddy would lock the phone. In those days, you don't have this. We would tap it. I can remember 10 is 1, 2, 3, no, 0. 0 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 10. And the man would come, they would bring the bill. After I padlocked the phone, he said, ah, how come? This thing is high. I don't know. So they can run. Why? They are born again, but they still have the same nature in their soul and body. So you monitor where they go. You know, my friend. Well, this is your friend. I don't like him. I don't told him, can you jump? Please. Tell him, I don't believe. Please, I don't like this, your friend. Don't be afraid. I should be afraid. Be diligent. Don't be depleted. Be diligent. Are you with me? Be diligent. Check them out. What are they watching on social media? Somebody said something. Said that whatever entertains you will eventually enter your heart. Watch out, oh. What they watch on social media. Watch out to what you give to them to read. Don't just say, doesn't matter. They will get over it. They may have terrible marks that God didn't want to give them. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So one scripture I want to go, 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 7. Because some of them don't believe it affects them. Because they are naive. They are naive. They're so naive. I thought like, ah, oh my God. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 7. Some of them, they'll be toasting them. They don't even understand they're toasting them. And they just likes me. He just likes me. That's how they like dinner. He just likes me. He just likes me. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 7 has been drawn up. Look at what happened. Talking about Lot. It was in the wrong location. And God delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Next verse. Listen, no. He said, for the righteous man, type of a born again sin, with his children, says, dwelling among them, in seeing what he was watching, the films he was going to watch, in hearing the kind of music he was listening to. What effect did he have? Vex his righteous soul. So this vex from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Lot's soul was vexed. Was able to resist it. What about his children? That's what they suggested to him. And they gave their father drink to commit incest. Who told you it's not affecting your soul? And just as we go for party, we dance. I was laughing this morning when they talk to him. There's one particular song. He said, I don't want to be a freak. I just can't help myself. It is true, you can't help yourself. God wants to help you. Because of his sin nature. That's why you're laughing. It's a song. But that's what Paul said. Paul said, the things I want to do, I can't do it. He wanted me to go, oh, emotion. There's a law warning my man, bringing me into captivity to love, sin, and death. But thanks be to God. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Praise the Lord. So, discipline. I'll just read because of time. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13, amplified. He said, withhold not discipline from a child. For if you strike and punish him with a reed-like rod, he will not die. Say, your son will not die. You shall whip him. Say, whip him. I'm reading the Bible. He shall whip him with the rod and deliver his life from Sheol. Hades, the place of the dead. Proverbs 22, verse 15. It's God that wrote it. It was not me. I'm just reading. If you have a problem with the children, go and meet God. Foolishness due to the sin nature is bound in the heart of a child. But the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. Not far. Proverbs 29, verse 17. Correct thy son, I will give you rest. Yea, it shall bring the light unto your soul. That means if you don't correct me, you're not going to have rest. That's what happened to Esau. His father was so used to eating his venison, they didn't correct him. He now said, he grieved his parents. Why would he grieve them? You are enjoying what is bringing to you. You are not interested in the venison. You are not interested in spiritual growth. And now I want to go and marry Judith. You are not saying, it's so. Why would you be grieved? The last point I have here is this, and I will stop and will pray. Reward them. Say, reward them for making spiritual progress. Say, reward them for making spiritual progress. And I will explain. In those days when we were young, our parents would tell us, if you pass properly, in those days when our parents, they would take us to Kingsway or Leventis or UTC, and they would buy a bicycle for you. But you see, many of us, when our children do well spiritually, we ignore it. We don't bless them. If it comes from our children's church, and it brings something that they did, and it passed, you say, well done, that's all. And then you tell him that, look, if you get to school and get so and so, I'm going to buy this for you. So the child goes up believing that secular success is better. It will bring rewards than spiritual success. We need to correct it though. When it comes to honor and he prays, reward him more than you reward him when he does something in the secular field or in the school. Don't keep quiet though. Reward him. As you grow up skilled like that. That's why when he now grows up, you not depart from him. So he has an offer. And God says, go and walk in so and so. Maybe like me, church office. And somebody offers you a job. I don't care. Even if it's World Bank, you will say, no, I'm going to this place. That's what happened to Moses. He said he was not ashamed. He said he was willing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sins for his existence. So he left Egypt by faith. But he must have occurred from how Jochebed trained him. But no, don't worry. This is the God of our father. Eh? He's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. If you can't even meet up with you, we'll meet up later. So, that is what I believe God wants me to share with us. And I believe for God to bring the message at this time, like I said, because there is hope. Because God wants to do something. And like I said, it may not yet appear what we ordain will be. But now surely when it shall appear, we shall be like him. So everyone that has it open himself, purified himself, even as he's pure, let's stand to our feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give you all the glory. All your honor goes back to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I
yes, let's sing it together.
My life to you. Everything I've been through, use it for your glory, Lord.
Scripture I will read, I believe just I was going to leave it, but it came back to me when I was talking about dinner. What happened to dinner was very, very bad. And it was because of his parents. So God gave me a scripture in Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 8. If you have it in NLT, you see, when you notice as a parent your children's infirmity, after praying, do something about it. If you know he's weak, don't allow him or her to go for party. Don't say you are prayed. If you know his weakness. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 in NLT. He explains it better. It's clearer. It says, we have a little sister. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 8. We have a little sister. Too young to have breasts. That is still a child. What will we do for our sister if someone asks to marry her? If she is a virgin, like a wall, we protect her with a silver tower. But if she's promiscuous, like a swinging door, we'll block our door with a cedar bar. Christianity is not just praying, you know. You walk in wisdom. If you notice he has an infirmity, maybe he's stealing. You see all that thing spring up. Don't keep quiet. Block it. He says, if you have a little sister and she's promised, don't say, I will pray. You pray, yes. But you're not going to that party. Just say, let's watch a film. Let's be wise. Let's lift our hands to God as we pray. And say, Lord, please have mercy on us. We receive your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your life and your power in sufficient measure as we pray now. Lord, we thank you for your word that has come to us today, reminding me that you are looking for godly seed from our union. Wherefore we pray as parents and as children that you will help us to be part of that generation that will produce godly seed. Generation that will seek you and serve you. A generation that will manifest your glory. Preach the gospel of the kingdom to all ethnos and give a befitting close to this age. I come to ask for grace, sufficient mercy, as I enlist afresh to be a part of that generation as parents and children. to daily choose the fear of God and to perfect your love in my life. In Jesus, let's pray in the spirit. Rabba Santa Rabba Rabba Sala Bakuto Bataba. Rubo Santa Rabba Rabba Sala Bakuto. Pray Rabba Sankarabba Kuruba Sala Bakuto. Rubo Sakaraba. Father, we thank you. Rubba Santa, Lord Jesus, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Rabba Sumbra Masala Bakuto. Sikabam. Rumo Sumbra Masakaraba Turma Sala Bakuto. Rubo Sakaraba, we thank you. In Jesus' name. If you have need of healing, as Pastor Mali prays, we pray under covering. Just receive from the Lord. Just say, Lord, have mercy on me to claim the blood and receive your life to heal me. Remember blind Bartimaeus. All he told Jesus Christ, said, Lord, son of David, have mercy upon me. The Lord said, what do you want? He said, I don't mercy. He saw his sight. So just say, Lord, have mercy upon me to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I receive your life to heal me of this specific infirmity. I receive your mercy to provide for me in Jesus' name. So be it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Almighty God, Almighty God, our generation shall serve you, Lord. Our generation
shall seek your face.
Shall seek your face.
Our generation
shall
do all of your will.
Shall do all of your will.
Father, we thank you so much for your wonderful, wonderful visitation with us today throughout the entire service. It's been such a privilege, Lord God, under the covering of our fathers, to have such fellowship and to have such a beautiful, wonderful, precious time in your presence. We are so grateful, Lord, because we know it's not everywhere that you choose to speak and to manifest yourself. I want to thank you for the covering of our fathers. For their prayers have gone ahead. Thank you for the people, the pastors you have used to bring your word expressly today. Speak into our hearts. Speak into our lives and to our homes. We are so grateful, Lord. To you be all the glory and the praise. And so we come under the covering of the fathers. We say under the covering of the fathers again, the Lord bless and keep us all. The Lord make his face to shine upon us. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us. May the Lord God give us peace. God will make us head and not tail, above only and not beneath, so we prosper in all that we set our hands upon to do, and we are at least 10 times better than our peers by an ever-increasing enlightenment of our minds in the name of Jesus. And so we possess the gates of our enemy, even the gates of death. So we shall live, we shall not die. We shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. Yes, the Lord satisfies us all with long life, and he shows us his salvation, the perfection and the fullness of Christ and the manifestation of the glory of the Spirit without measure in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, anoint us, the anointing of Enoch, of Abraham, of Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, of Ruth, of David, Elisha, Daniel, Esther, Paul, and John in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. We want to thank you so much.